After initially meeting in year 10 over their love of Chance the Rapper's acid rap mixtape, who knew that years later Elijah Manu and Albert Purcell would go on to become New Zealand's leaders in hip-hop as the duo Church and AP. Church and AP were this week awarded the Best Hip-Hop Artist of the Year award at Aotearoa Music Awards. The duo's big break came just before summer 18 when Ready or Not was making the rounds as a radio exclusive through New Zealand. Now, 4 million plays later, Church and AP have become front runners on a whole new sound New Zealand has never heard before. Recently releasing their debut album, Teeth, Church and AP have brought this new alternative hip-hop sound to Aotearoa. Working closely with producer Deera Neelan, the two have moved away from the traditional hip-hop and trap soundscape to create their very own lane. On the line with us this morning, we have one half of Church and AP, Church himself, otherwise known as Elijah Manu. Talofalava, Elijah, thank you so much for having a chat with us this morning.
Thanks for inviting me, AP. I hope you're well.
I am very, very good and very thrilled to be talking with our young up-and-coming musicians. Tell us, what was it like to be called the Best Hip-Hop Artist 2020?
I think it was a very surreal experience, to be honest with you. Being so young still, Albert and I are only just 20, so only a couple years out of high school now, and to have a big goal like that accomplished in such a quick succession, I guess, it can bring on a lot of memories and a lot of emotions. So just in that one moment, we were able to reflect and really just enjoy that time. So it was really positive, and we're happy that we're at the forefront of something that's really exciting in New Zealand music.
Exciting indeed. Ready? Were you to, pardon the pun, but were you ready or not for the response that you got from the audience when you released that track?
No. I made that song with Albert while we were still in high school, so we definitely weren't expecting it to be, I guess, a career booster, but we thought that it was a good song, and so we tried our hardest to make sure that people got to hear it, and eventually it made its rounds on radio, so we were really happy and very blessed and grateful.
What was it about Albert that made you think, oh, goodness, I could work with this guy, when you first met him?
It's definitely his authenticity. If you listen to our music, you can hear his New Zealand accent pierce through. When other times in New Zealand music, people try to stray away from the accent. And just his boldness to be him, that's definitely what attracted me to want to make music with him more.
Yes, there is something about two people working together. There is a magic. It's almost like making a baby. It is very, very unique. When did you first meet Albert?
So like you were saying in the intro, we met over our love of music. But what's funny about that is he didn't actually know or ask to meet me anyway. I just overheard him talking on my first day of school, at high school, and he was talking about this new album that he had just liked, and he was talking about songs, and I think he was right behind me as we were walking off to a class or something, and I just interrupted him, and I was like, yeah, I like that song, and I like this one, and I like this one, and he was kind of weirded out, but that was how we met, and then eventually over time we just hung around the same circles, and we made music on the same platform, which is SoundCloud, which is an online website where a lot of people would upload music in those years in high school. So we got connected on there and then just started working.
So tell us about Radio Knot. How did that work? Did you guys work, whose computer did you work on? Did you get a producer in, or was that just the two of you?
So yeah, so early work for us started at Wesley Community Center. We were part of one of what they call the Navigator programs, which is just, it's like a creative outlet for kids that are around the neighborhood, and Albert himself is from Mount Roscoe and Sandringham. So so we got connected through communities, and it was just people that were mentoring us and giving us opportunities there. At the Wesley Community Center, they built just a small studio for the community to use, and so we were one of the people that were lucky enough to get that. And then in my own community in Te Aratu, they also built a community center with a studio in it. So between that, we had two studios that we could use throughout the week in between school, of course. And that's kind of how we started creating our music.
So Ready or Not, it's just the two of you. There was no producer, no one else involved. It was all the two of you on the computer.
Oh, so we had a beat from a friend, Clinton, that was later reinterpolated by one of our other friends, Isaac. And these guys were just around the community, and Isaac was the guy who knew how to do all the computer work. So we had two producers on there that kind of helped us. But all of the writing and then the subsequent marketing was from us.
And then once it hit big. And before you knew it, you were in London and LA and Amsterdam. Tell us about those trips.
Yeah. That was another surreal experience, because we had just come out of high school. And, you know, typically somebody our age is getting stuck into their first degree, doing their first year of university. But for us, it came with taking a trip to London and doing an interview at the biggest station in London at BBC, and then playing shows in London. And then we went to Amsterdam for a few days and just recorded with some of their artists and got, I guess, introduced to their sound. And then obviously we went to LA, which is, I guess, one of the epicenters of hip-hop. And that's where we really started to have our eyes open to the work ethic and the commitment that it takes to be an artist. So we learned a lot over that last year, and we definitely are looking forward to connecting with more people internationally and pushing the sound that's coming out of Aotearoa for something greater.
Your sound is unique. What is it that makes you unique? You have created your own lane, as the introduction said. Why have you not sort of followed the traditional hip-hop? And what is it that's made the sound that you do create the sound it is?
I think it's a result of where we live. Growing up in Auckland, you know, it's such a cultural melting pot. You're introduced to so many sounds, and you meet so many people of different cultures and ethnicities, and you kind of pick up a lot of taste for music and just culture in general. So our music is indicative of where we come from, and we want to be able to represent everybody that's from where we're from. And it's such a diverse place, so we have to be unique in that sense. We can't just be the same as everybody else and be carbon copies, but we definitely can continue the tradition of making really good local music and then pushing it from the community.
And I guess one of the other things I've heard you say, which probably also makes you create the music that you do, is that you don't just listen to hip-hop exclusively. You have an eclectic taste in music.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like if you listen to the same genre and the same artist as everybody else, you only make imitations. So in order to avoid that, we just have to try and diversify our sound and find new things and be inspired by what's happening to us in the everyday and what's happening around us especially.
And what's it like to be talked up by rappers in New Zealand that you would have grown up listening to? What is it like to be part of the pack now?
Yeah. That's something that we still buzz out over sometimes. Last week, Scribe shared one of our songs on his Instagram. And Scribe to us, obviously, and to everybody in New Zealand, is like one of the biggest rappers to ever come out of our country. So to have him give us props, and we met him in Gisborne, and during a festival, and he just for him to give us flowers for the work that we're putting in, you know, that means a lot. Like you were saying, Etty, these are guys that we've grown up listening to, like the Swidditz of the world and the David Dallas's. All these people were highly influential in the music that we make, and even other guys like Shay Fu, and there are countless people that we can attribute influence to. But to be amongst them now is it's a great feeling, because we know that we're up to a standard where we can push out quality.
Elijah Manu, otherwise known as Church of Church and AP, congratulations, and thank you for putting out music that makes all of us dance and all of us proud.
Thank you, AC. I'm really privileged to talk to you. I feel very privileged to be on 531 PI. It's my nana's favorite radio station, and a station that I grew up listening to, so it's nice to be on here.
Thank you.